This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The Blue Jackets are moving on. For the first time in the franchise's history, the team won a playoff series last night. And they did so with a clean sweep of the best team from the regular season, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Here to discuss the game and what's ahead is Aaron Portsline of The Athletic. Aaron, what a game.
Yeah, what a series. To be in that building on what was it, Tuesday night was a thrill for a lot of people. It's one of those games. There were 19,300 there. My guess is in the next 20 to 30 years, there'll be 50,000 people who claim they were there at one of those games.
It's obvious that this outcome was unexpected, but help us understand just like what a coup this sweep was.
Yeah, well, I mean, first, just from the Columbus perspective, to win a playoff series is a huge hurdle for this franchise. It took them 18 seasons, which is a rather lengthy stretch of time, to do it against the President's Trophy winning team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, a team that matched an NHL record with 62 wins during the regular season. And this is an elite team, 340 goal scorers, the best power play, the best penalty kill. And Columbus didn't just survive the series. They, for long stretches, dictated play, which, I mean, they are the talk of the league today, maybe the talk of the sporting world from people that can't believe that they were this authoritative in their sweep of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, and you mentioned that this is the first time they've won a series, but they only made it to the playoffs for the first time a couple of years ago. How has this team grown over the years?
So they made it to the playoffs 10 years ago for the first time and got swept by Detroit. They were happy then just to get there. They won their first playoff game in 13-14. They finally led a series for the first time last season. To get there this year, to get over the hurdle with an incredible performance from so many different aspects of their game. 12 different players scored for the Blue Jackets in those four games. That is a really impressive number. Their power play, which had been poor for the entire season almost, was 5 out of 10, 50%, which is unheard of. Sergei Bobrovsky, whose career really has been defined by his playoff struggles for the first time, was not a confidence drain on this team, but was part of their backbone. So many great stories in this series.
Now they'll take on the winner of the Toronto-Boston series. Who do you think they'd rather play?
They'll never admit this. I would think a better matchup for them is Toronto. Toronto is probably similar to the Lightning, a lighter club. Boston is a big, heavy, rugged team. Toronto, you talk about a team that carries the weight of expectations. That is the, as they'll tell you, the center of the hockey universe. The Leafs carry that burden with them everywhere they go. Very skilled team, very quick team. Columbus has played some really entertaining games with them this season. Obviously, no, Columbus is not going to get picky here, but I think of the two teams, Toronto might be the better matchup.
Columbus just beat what we thought was the NHL's best team. Yep. Is it too optimistic to say that the Blue Jackets are a real Stanley Cup contender?
I don't think it is. I think the word contender there is key. I mean, can Columbus play with the winner of Toronto-Boston? They can, yeah. It's going to be an easier matchup than Tampa Bay was, at least on paper. Can they get out of the Eastern Conference? They can, which is it's almost a pinch yourself scenario for Blue Jackets fans here. Just getting over this hurdle, I think, lifts a huge burden from this team. They realize they can play with the best teams in the league, and it's still a young team, young enough to listen to the coaches and to adhere to a game plan. I think the sky is the limit, which is a phrase a lot of players used last night after the game.
Aaron Portsline, thank you so much.
My pleasure.